Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Good to be back with another hour of dementia chat and music here on The D Word. In an ever-changing world, technology gives us many opportunities, and this week we're going to be looking at a cutting-edge development which, whilst in its early stages, could revolutionise the world of home care. James Brown and Matt Ash from Supersense Technologies will be joining me right after this from the Brothers Osborne.
Tonight, are you feeling like you
Brothers Osborne and Break Mine kicking off this week's show, where our subject is technology. The need to keep people in their own homes is not only a personal choice for many, but also makes good economic sense. How you achieve it, though, when many family members and friends live some distance away is another matter. SuperSense Technologies are developing a way of solving that problem. Well, James and Matt, it's great to welcome you to the D Word as my guests. Plenty to talk about SuperSense Technologies, some really interesting stuff that you're involved with there. Before we get into all of that, I mean, maybe if I start with Matt, I know that you've got a personal dementia experience, and I guess that's what's dragged you into this area of work, as it were.
Yeah, that's right, Pete, and great to be here. Thank you for having us. So, my mother lives with dementia. Was diagnosed, I think, about 3 years ago. But, you know, we recognised the signs a lot earlier than that. And when I say we, I mean myself and my siblings. So my brother and sister and I have been supporting mum through that journey over the past few years. And it's been an interesting experience, to say the least. Lots of crises, I'd say, but also a lot of, you know, personality and interesting experiences that are kind of funny in a way when you look back. Our scenario is that mum, when she was first diagnosed, lived on her own at home, and both me and my siblings all lived sort of 2, maybe 3 hours away from her. So we were trying to support mum as best we could to live at home in that kind of remote care scenario. We were advised rightly at the time that mum should stay at home for as long as possible because it's a familiar, safe environment for her. She knows her neighbours. She knows her routines around the area. So we essentially did our best to support her to live there for as long as possible. But me and my siblings, we all have our own families. We've all got young kids. I've got a 2-year-old, and my sister's got all the way up to 9 years old. So we're all dealing with young families. So we were in that scenario of kind of juggling that situation of trying to look after mum, but also look after our own families as well. That's kind of where the situation started. In that journey, you know, we went through all sorts of situations, but the core of it was always that kind of discomfort of how mum is doing when we couldn't be there with her. And as you know, people with dementia do have difficulty explaining situations and problems that they're having. So we would often talk to mum on our daily phone calls, but not really understand what problems she was encountering. And one situation which James and I have heard many times from people we've spoken to is one winter she'd been living without heating for a week and just wasn't able to communicate that there was a problem with her boiler to us until we went over to visit. So that's where the idea for SuperSense Technologies was really, really developed. It was trying to give people with dementia that voice in that family situation so that the issues they're encountering can be communicated to the people that are supporting them. And those issues can be solved, you know, at the right time in the right way. So that when family members or loved ones come and visit, they're focusing on the right things, and that time that you do spend together is well spent and enjoyable. So that's really the crux of it.
And if I can come on to you, James, I mean, your involvement, I mean, how did you get involved in the whole project?
Well, look, I just signed up for a 6-month sabbatical. So I was my, you know, Matt and I did our PhDs together. We went different ways, but we've always kind of kept in touch. So I was just about to take a 6-month sabbatical and thought, I'm nearly 40. It's time to treat myself. And pretty much on the first day, really, I had a coffee with Matt, and he was sharing his experience, you know, as he has done today. And I think for me, my experience of dementia is a bit different in that I'm a trustee of a mental health charity in Hampshire. And one of the real privileges in that role was to be a fly on the wall and just shadow some carer support and dementia advisors in the home. And more often than not, they go into a home after a diagnosis. So the family's already been living with it for a while. It just hasn't had that formal diagnosis. And for me, it was as that fly on the wall, just seeing the conversation, you know, in this, the case I'm thinking of, there was a man early onset, so physically fit and healthy, keen to be up and about. And just the frustration from, and the guilt from his perspective about, he felt he was stopping his partner from being able to go out and do what she, you know, what she wanted to do. And then talking to the partner, she was saying, well, you know, we've invested in a fall detection pendant and a fall detection watch, but he doesn't like it. It doesn't suit him. And he doesn't want to sort of identify to everyone, you know, a potential vulnerability, and why should he? And I think, you know, from a technical perspective, I was thinking, well, there must be something better than this. So it was in that sort of relaying that conversation to Matt, and yeah, probably about 18 months ago now, we thought, well, actually we know there's a better way to do it technically. Let's see if we can make something happen here. And it was at that time the Longitude Prize on Dementia was being advertised as an opportunity. So yeah, the timing was perfect for us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you. was that way. But now they only block the sun, the rain and snow on everyone. So many things I could have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from all sides now, from up and down. Still somehow it's clouds' illusions. I recall, I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dances. Yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall, I really don't know love at all. Something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose. Still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall, I really don't know life at all.
Lovely cover of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now from Matt and Holly, collectively known as Honeysuckle. Here on UK Health Radio, we now have over 40 weekly shows covering every aspect of health, which are available to listen to or download from the website at www.ukhealthradio.com. Shows are also available in podcast format and available from all major podcast apps. This week on The D Word, I'm chatting to James and Matt from Supersense Technologies. It's it sounds fascinating. I mean, don't you give away all the trade secrets, Matt, but, what are we looking at? And just explain a little bit how it works to us.
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot of great stuff out there. When my family was going through this, we did sort of try to find solutions to kind of help our situation. But many of the great stuff, great things out there are kind of designed for professional carers. And we really want to support people who probably don't recognize that they're carers. So our technology is really about usability and making something that is simple to use, really respects the privacy and dignity of the individual in their home, And the core of our technology is all about that simplicity. So what we can do with our sort of novel device is measure activities of daily life across the house, but from a single device. So it's a single box and picture a kind of Wi-Fi router type device that kind of sits unobtrusively and unnoticeable in a living room. And it'll monitor patterns of life throughout the day, throughout the house from that single point. So in terms of user experience, it's very much a plug in and play situation. And from a living with it perspective, it's not taking pictures of you. It's not listening to you with microphones. So it's a lot more acceptable into people's homes. That's kind of the core of it.
And James, I know I've looked at the website, and I know you've talked to people living with dementia and carers. And first concept of this thing's going to sit in the corner and it's going to monitor everything you do. What was people's reaction sort of first off when you kind of explained the concept of what you were getting at?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. We've learned a lot. And for us, what sort of started out as there's some really great technology here that we think can help people. We're much more thinking about how can we help people, and we just happen to have some technology here. So the way we're thinking about it and communicating it is very different. I think people have a view of what care technology looks like. Based on kind of what's currently on the market. And as we talk to people, we often get that sense that, okay, we've obviously, the camera or the microphone or the Alexa is obviously a conversation that they've had before as a family and maybe not been well received. So we certainly kind of are very aware that it's a big decision, and it is about trust and showing not the box and the tech, but here's how, wouldn't it be useful if, or what are the challenges that you've got and how can we support those? We're very much coming at it from a design, sort of user-centered design perspective. And I think that's the really great thing about the Longitude Prize and getting that sort of funding early, is that it's allowed us to put the soldering iron to one side and talk to people and talk to a lot of people before then coming back to think about, okay, what's the simplest, easiest to use, most accessible way of providing like real value to people. And the how we do it, we're very honest and open with that. And, for the people in our pilot at the moment, we take the lid off and they know what we're collecting and what we're doing with that. But I think it is much more about how we engage with the carer and the person in their home to provide, meaningful, useful insights into what's happening.
And I guess, Matt, one of the things is with you talked about pendants and, various tech that's about at the moment, but it's all sort of very instantaneous. And, with dementia, things change. You're on a journey, symptoms change, people, you met one person with dementia, you've met one person with dementia. I mean, how do you get the tech to go on that journey along with the person?
Yeah, it's a great point, and something that's very much highlighted on the Longitude Prize that we're on. It's all about personalization for the reasons you just explained. And what's great about now is there's all sorts of technologies out there that we're leveraging from adjacent applications that can really help with that personalization process. And that's all about building models of individuals based on the data we're collecting. It's very specific to their patterns of life. So that we can see what's abnormal and also adapts the way we inform carers as the symptoms of the dementia change over time. But the other aspect is on the receiving side of the information, people have a very personalized view of what they want to see and how it's communicated. So we're really using technologies that can communicate in a natural language way and also adapt the way they communicate depending on the needs of the carer. So some people want just a very quick summary on a daily basis of how mum is doing, all the way down to just a thumbs up emoji. Others really want to scrutinize the detail of the data and understand how much has mum moved today. You know, has she had that cup of tea in the morning? So we want to adapt to as many of those kind of needs as possible. And like I say, we're really kind of leveraging that progression in AI and machine learning to really deliver on that vision.
Throws his hands up in frustration, but that left one still wears our wedding band. In that door he spent all Saturday painting, gets the worst of his temper when it slams. But I don't stop him when he fires up that truck. Six-pack in a tackle box. Probably caught up his best man and found a football game to watch. Or he's in a pew talking to the man who fixes things he can't. I don't know where he is right now, but my money's on his mama's house. I don't know where he is right now, but I know where he is.
Where Sorry Ain't from Jesse Lee. The 2024 UK Health Radio Awards will be launching soon. And once more, I'm delighted to say there'll be a dementia support category with 8 people or organisations who have made a difference nominated. All the details will be available on the website www.ukhealthradio.com and on X, Instagram and Facebook. Now back to my chat with James and Matt. And yeah, you mentioned the two letters there, Matt. I mean, come to you, James. I mean, people have various views of AI, don't they? I mean, you know, some good, some bad, or whatever. Some people are a little bit skeptical. Some people maybe, you know, a little bit frightened. But it's obviously got its great uses. How do you get across that? You know, across that barrier that you might face in terms of people's thoughts on stuff like AI.
Yeah. And this is something we talk to people a lot about. And the simple answer is that we're only looking at AI where it's really needed. So for a lot of what we're doing at this stage, there's an opportunity for statistics and there's an opportunity for just really explainable logic that allows, you know, Matt and I just to really say we've seen this and this, so this has happened. And that's the starting point. So we're only looking to really kind of get into the sort of deep machine learning when we need to. I think what we see from our perspective is it is a game changer in terms of how we communicate with people. And as Matt kind of said, the technology at the moment is in a state where we can, so you know, specifically made on the communications, we can use a lot of technology that's currently developed, so we can pull that in and we get the benefits of the investment that's been put into that to get it into a reliable and trustworthy state, and then we do some more work around that. But for us, it is about being able to really communicate with people in the way they like to talk, in the way they like to talk, in natural language. And what, you know, people like different data in different ways. Personally, from a sort of business, from a sort of company values perspective, we're trying to move away from numbers, dashboards, graphs. We're trying to step a level or two up from that and provide much more kind of insights into, you know, really the factors of healthy aging across the board. And for that, it is more of a narrative kind of conversation where we will build up a relationship with the carer, and we will adapt to their needs, but also adapt to them and their position and their mindset to, you know, make sure we're supporting them as much as so they're in the best position to support their individual. Where does AI come into this? You know, the two of us can build up that relationship one-on-one. Absolutely. But it's, as we start to scale bigger and bigger, you know, we are looking to really make use of this technology so that we can sustainably build that conversation and that communication as best as possible. So that I think that's the sort of main, you know, one of the main kind of applications from our perspective, sure. As well as understanding the anomalies and sort of changes in behavior and subtle signs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I looked to your website, and I don't want to besmirch the industry, but it's not like a normal techie website, because the first thing I came across was your blog, Matt, and that is so personal that it's not the kind of thing I would expect to find on a technology company's website. Though it does, for me, just looking at that, set you guys apart a little bit. As well, I mean, there's something a bit different going on here.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. It's great someone's reading it. We think it's really important to build a level of trust with the people that we hope would use our system in the future. We're not selling anything yet, but we want to make sure that people understand it's coming from the right place. I got into this to build something that I want for me and my family. It's a little bit late for us in our journey, but you know, I've learned a lot in the process of looking after mum, and any way that James and I can help kind of smooth the path, the journey that people are going through, is really important. And that goes beyond just the products that we're selling. It goes all the way to the little things that I've discovered about lasting powers of attorney and, you know, what council support is out there. And that's kind of the purpose of the blog, to kind of share those insights, but also receive insights from people that have read it. So, Pete, I mean, that's a great nudge for me to get back on the blog, because James and I have been so buried in the product development and the pilot study for the past 3 months. I haven't released one since late last year. So it's time to get on the next one, I think.
Okay, get writing. Yeah, no, he's very, you know, he's very good. There is nothing like the lived experience and dealing with carers. There's nothing like assuring carers they're not the only people going through the particular thing they're going through. And, you know, the more and more I do this, whereas you cannot get enough stories because, as you know, Matt, everything's different. Different things happen to different people. I guess one of the important things, James, is that, you know, you alluded to it actually a little bit there, Matt, saying it may be a little bit late in your journey, that you have to get involved at the beginning here. And we still have a problem, not only in this country, but across the world, in getting timely diagnosis so that this can really start helping right at the beginning.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, our vision in terms of, you know, where would we love to, how could we have the most impact, the most benefit for us in terms of keeping people in home for as long as possible, preventing hospitalization, giving them the best quality of life in the home, and really supporting carers and supporting their quality of life as well. We'd love to be in every home of people aged over 65 and supporting that kind of healthy aging journey. I think we're kind of realistic about where we're starting, but the design ethos that we're thinking about in terms of let's make it easy to live with, let's make it trustworthy in terms of we'll only take the data we need and we'll use every bit of data we take. If we can start to build up that, that as part of our brand, it's an easier, it's more acceptable into the home. And I think we're seeing on our pilot, we've got a real great cross section in our pilot, but we've got people who are interested in healthy aging and about understanding, you know, changes in pattern over time and want to be part of that. So we are seeing, even at this early stage, there is that kind of longer term demand for something that can help me stay in my home for as long as possible. That's kind of where, ultimately, we'd want to end up.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Trust in what I say, you're in what I believe. It's coming clear, I'd never understand what it's like to fly with nowhere to land. It's hard to find the words to say.
Nowhere to Land from J.M. Stevens here on The D Word with my guests James and Matt from Supersense Technologies. And I guess, Matt, it was a journey started off with dementia, but this is equally applicable to, as James has just said, healthy aging. I mean, you know, there's no reason why everybody shouldn't have one, really. As people get older and, you know, further demands, families break, people are a long way away, and it does seem to me. I mean, have you been in contact with other people, sort of other conditions, Parkinson's, various other things, or is it a little bit early for that?
Yeah, so we completely agree. I think that's right. There's a huge amount of applications. We've spoken to a lot of people, and it sparks a lot of ideas, you know, one of them being rehabilitation from surgery. So that's not necessarily even a healthy aging application. We think there's a broad spectrum of people we can help with this system. We're focusing on dementia because that's kind of the personal journey And with the limited resource we've got, we've really got to focus on one thing to start with. But I think once we've got that body of real world evidence that this can help in that application, we can start to look at the crossover to other potential applications as well that share similar unmet needs for families and people.
So, James, you've got the pilots out there. I mean, give us an idea. What do the next few months look like? And, you know, what are you aiming at this year?
Yeah, so busy few months for us. Our pilot is going on at the moment, and we, you know, the best part of that is at this stage we get to talk to people and we're getting some great feedback. And really for us, we want to get start building some evidence. We want to start building some case studies and testimonials just to help us in our thinking, but also giving us something that we can go and sort of show to people. So supporting the pilot, we're off to Poland in April to talk at the Alzheimer's Disease International Conference. Again, that's a we put a paper in for that just for Christmas. So really chuffed that's been accepted. A real opportunity to go and sort of talk more to a more global audience, you know, about what we're doing. And I think the power of that is to start hopefully getting some potential future partners excited, starting just those conversations early. And then that leads us into applying for the next round of the Longitude Prize. So there's 24 competitors at the moment and 5 in the finals. So we're getting our pitch ready for that. And then ultimately, the rest of the year is about building up to a larger pilot with more people over a longer period of time. You know, the benefits that we do want to start evidencing are around independence, quality of life, and we need more people and more sort of co-researchers with us on that journey. So that's that. And then alongside that, we are fundraising to get us to the next stage, and we'll see what happens with the phase 2 of the Longitude Prize. But yeah.
Well, absolutely. We wish you, of course, all the best with that. And Matt, this is such a busy and developing area. What else could be on the horizon? Just, you know, do a bit of horizon scanning for us in this whole area. And it kind of, it's a kind of book that you guys have opened up for me, and I'm sure for a lot of listeners. I mean, where could we be going with this stuff?
Yeah, that's a big question. So I think, you know, last year some really interesting things were announced and discovered in terms of the treatment for Alzheimer's disease. So I think what would be really interesting is in 15 years' time, our box of tricks is not needed anymore. And any way we can support that journey is interesting to us as well. So there's been some amazing developments in the treatments. That's only going to continue. What we think we can do is support that continuation of the improvement in those treatments by evidencing the outcomes that they promise. So I think, you know, our vision is really to kind of, let's make Alzheimer's a thing of the past. We think our technology can help people now in that difficult situation of providing remote care. But we also think it can help us on that journey to treatment and really coming up with a cure for Alzheimer's. So that's a big, big North Star for us, but that feels like the way things are going based on last year's findings.
Well, let's hope we head in that direction. It's been fascinating, guys. Thank you so much for introducing the technology. I wish you all the luck with your fundraising and your pilots. And hopefully, you know, 6-9 months' time, we can touch base and see how you're doing, because we like to keep track of things. And also, Matt, give us our very best to your mum as well. And thank you both for being my guests here on The Deep Herd.
Thanks, Pete. And obviously everyone should tune in for Matt's new blog that he's committed to, which is great.
Yes, excellent. Thank you, Pete. Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.
Many thanks to James and Matt. Exciting times ahead. You can keep in touch with their progress and read Matt's blog at the website www.supersensetech.com. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks to my production assistant, Angela. Next week, something a little different, as we're going to be talking about the new Alzheimer's Society campaign, The Long Goodbye, which has proved controversial not only here in the UK, but in the worldwide dementia community. So until then, thanks for listening and take care now.